Hey, this is Chris, and this is a response to Ruth, also known as @R2UK on Twitter. This is back to the recording audio boo that you sent, audio recording on mobile devices. So I've been doing a lot of that, and yes, Boss Jock Studio is among my favorites because it will allow me to record an entire episode of my podcast in one go. So I have my intro in there and the outro and some of the callers, and I play them, and it does the ducking, it does the lowering the background sounds while I talk, and it really gives me this one-stop shop. It doesn't do editing though, so you can't split and cut things out if you want to. But for that, I use another program. It's called Multitrack DAW. And that is available for the iPhone and for iPad. It's another $10 app, but that's pretty much the range for good audio apps that you have to expect in terms of pricing. So, again, very capable. It takes a bit of getting used to, but it's really, really good. And there's this protocol that someone came up with that allows audio apps on iOS to transfer audio in between each other, and that's called audio copy. So Boss Jock Studio supports audio copy, and Multitrack DAW supports audio copy. So what I sometimes do is I record something in Boss Jock Studio. I know that I need to edit something out in the middle somewhere, so I audio copy that over to Multitrack DAW and then do the editing there. And as the name says, Multitrack DAW lets you have multiple tracks, so you can even build an entire episode inside that. And then there's GarageBand. It's more music related. It's more suited to create music, but it will also allow you multi-track work with voice. And as long as you don't, it's a timing thing in GarageBand. It's made to record songs, so after a certain amount of bars, it pretty much stops recording. So as long as you stay within that limit, as long as you do only short things, GarageBand is a good application to do that. And it's only $5, so you might want to look into that. And then on the really expensive side, there is this relatively new piece of multi-track recording out there, and it's called Auria, A-U-R-A-A. They claim, and I haven't tried it, they claim that you can do 48 tracks on that. So that's more of a music production thing, but 48 tracks sounds impressive. It's only iPad, and the cost is €40. So that is really on the comparably expensive side. But then again, for what it does, I think they don't have any competition so far. So I guess that's the price they can call. If you need that, that's what you need to spend. But again, the duo of apps that I use most of the time is Boss Jock Studio and Multitrack DAW, and those together pretty much cut everything for me. And then the Dropbox integration helps a lot to get things between your computer and these apps and back and forth. All right, so hope that helped. Cheers.